The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This common edible was first used as a medicinal plant by the Chinese. It hails from Mongolia and likes cool, damp conditions. It made its way to Europe, but it wasn't until the 1700s that rhubarb was used as an edible. Rhubarb eventually found its way to America and is a staple in many New England gardens. Rhubarb is one of our few perennial vegetables. It's long-lived, very productive, and also makes a nice addition to a perennial flower garden with its large tropical leaves and tall flower stalks. Rhubarb is easy to grow in full sun on well-drained soil. Avoid clay soils, or it will languish for years. Be generous adding compost and water well the first year. Start harvesting the second year, removing the thickest stems or petioles. Don't eat the leaves, they're toxic. However, they do make a good mulch around plants. You can even boil 1 cup of chopped leaves in 5 cups of water, strain it, and spray it on ornamentals to control aphids and caterpillars. Remove flower stalks to extend the production. Keep harvesting until early July or until the petioles get thin, but never remove more than 1/3 of the petioles in 1 year. A different way to grow rhubarb is to force it. In spring, cover the plant before they start growing with a pot to block the light. You'll get more tender, pink-colored petioles. The English are crazy about blanched rhubarb. They force it indoors like Belgium endive. To do so, dig 3-year-old roots in fall, place them in containers filled with potting soil, and leave them outdoors for a few weeks. Bring them indoors into a warm, dark basement in November and harvest blanched stems into the winter. And now for this week's tip. Keep picking the adult red lily leaf beetle off your lilies and look for the black slug-like larvae on the underside of the leaves. Crush the larvae and spray with neem oil or spinosad towards evening to not harm the honeybees. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about weed control. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.